Paul highlights it's best to be an encourager as you wait here. It's like he's mentioning some sort of preparedness kit here. When we think of a preparedness kit, we oftentimes think of batteries, extra clothing, food, gear, this sort of thing. Paul mentions a triad here. This is your preparedness kit as a Christian. In the verse, it talks about faith, hope, and love. That's our preparedness kit. As he opened this letter in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, he brought it up at the very beginning of the letter, faith, hope, and love. And he'd bring it up again in another famous passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, when he talks about if you boiled everything down in life and the only thing that you had were three things, faith, hope, and love, you would do well. Encouragers are people who just live out faith, hope, and love in their life, and they tell other people about it. Isn't that really what the person's expressing when they're waiting late in the terminal and they say that to the person at the counter? They say, hey, you know what? The plane's late, but it's going to arrive. The airlines never let me down, but I'm going to be alert because it's going to get here at some time. They're really expressing faith, hope, and love. My friends, it's really our job as encouragers to live out faith, hope, and love. Not in a pushy way. I don't want you to take the sermon in a pushy way. But boy, a lot of people don't have a departure strategy in life. They're really just living. We have a preparedness kit, faith, hope, and love. The story of Carl McCune comes to mind. Carl McCune lived in the 1970s. Maybe you know this man. He moved to Alaska, late 70s, and he came up with a plan to hit a wild adventure of photography, checking out the great Alaskan wildlife for about 5 months. And man, did he make preparations and plans. Carl McCune was dropped off, took about a couple years to develop, to plan this trip in the Alaska wildlife. He was dropped off in March of 1981, out in a remote area by the Colleen River, about 75 miles north of Fort Yukon. The preparations were there when he was dropped off. He had a couple shotguns, he had a couple rifles, and he had 1,400 pounds of supplies. He was set and had 500 rolls of film to take care of his photography passion here for these 5 months. But he failed to take care of one huge detail. And he died. When they found him, they opened up his journal and they saw something scribbled on lots of pages. And it said this: I failed to have the foresight to have an exit strategy. He never planned for somebody to pick him up. In November 1981, he ran out of food, ran out of supplies. He was isolated. And that's when Carl McCune died. My friends, encouragers, really what we're doing is sharing with people that we have an exit strategy. We live with faith, hope, and love as we share about the second coming of Jesus. My friends, this week is a big week for all of us heading into it. What would the Apostle Paul say to us? I believe he'd say the same thing that he wrote to the people in Thessalonica. We're all going in our different destinations. Some of us are seeing family and friends in far-off distant places. Some of us are seeing family and friends close by. Some of us are keeping things simple just with a few of us. And as we just think about all the activities that we do, food, gathering, outdoor activities, if it all boiled down, the only thing that we could say is this: my family displayed faith, hope, and love. You will have had a successful Christmas in the week ahead. Faith, hope, and love. That's my prayer for you heading into this Christmas. That we are people like the encouragers at the terminal. Yes, the plane hasn't arrived, but it'll be here. The airline has never let me down. Let's be alert, because you never know when it might arrive. Isn't that true about Jesus? Yes, Jesus, his second coming hasn't come, but it's going to come. He's never let me down. Not one promise has ever let me down. Be alert. He might show up next week. Let's pray about that today. Dear friends, we thank you for Paul's ancient wisdom of being an encourager, and we pray that as our families gather, that we wouldn't settle for something just that doesn't mean all that much, but that we'd settle on faith, hope, and love. That we'd be encouragers in our conversations with one another, and as we think about the love you have for us in Jesus, for his first coming in Bethlehem, but also in his second coming to fix everything that's wrong, to bring love into this world forever. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.